In the headlines, the Small Business Association reports that cropover continues to boost small business activity. The Council for the Disabled urges better accessibility at cropover events. Airport taxi operators say summer business slow despite tourist arrivals. And Barbados driver's license registration and renewal now online. Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network. A member of the One Caribbean Media Group, I am Ronald Clark. Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association, Dr. Lynette Holder, says this year's cropover season has again proven to be a vital economic boost, not just for large companies, but small firms across the island. Dr. Holder told Starcom Network News, preliminary reports indicate that this year has been especially strong for many vendors and entrepreneurs with strong sales and high consumer turnout. She says the SBA will continue to monitor trends and plans to compile a full report on the economic performance for small businesses during the festival.
Cropover is a significant economic earner for businesses in the country. We get a lot of activity downstream, and the year 2025 has been the same. The reports are this year has been a bumpy year for many. Just out today, we're getting feedback from small retailers, the nail techs, the beauty shops, the small boutiques, even caterers. We've had a few of our caterers also reporting that they've got some good business from the festival. So it would appear that 2025 has been a successful year, especially for those operating downstream in the small business community.
Dr. Holder added that while the feedback has been encouraging, there's still a need for more robust data collection to accurately measure the true economic impact of the festival.
There's still a issue where we're not really able to quantify it as I would like. That's the truth. I believe strongly in numbers and our ability to collect data that we can show the true economic impact of the cropover festival. We have a lot of anecdotal information. Yes, we would talk to a sample of firms from the key sectors, but I would like to see a system being put in place where we can really collect and collate data in a timely manner, obviously a very accurate manner, that allows us to get a good sense of the contribution. I saw some information some years ago that suggested just about 1.5% of GDP comes from the cropover festival, and somehow I don't think that information is correct, but we don't have the data to show it.
Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association, Dr. Lynette Holder. The President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Patricia Padmore Blackman, is calling on event promoters to be more mindful of the needs of people with disabilities following complaints about a lack of proper accommodation at some events. Her comments come in response to concerns raised by members of the disabled community who reported issues such as inadequate parking and poor lighting, which made it difficult for them to fully enjoy the festivities. Ms. Padmore Blackman encouraged event organizers to reach out to the council for guidance when planning events to ensure that venues are accessible and welcoming to all.
With regards to some of the comments made by our fellow persons with disabilities regarding accommodation at the cropover festivals, we would urge promoters of events to be mindful of the needs of persons with disabilities. If you want to do things that are inclusive, and at the moment we are supporting inclusivity of all persons, people with disabilities have a right to social interaction and recreational activities. However, we would again encourage you to, if you're not sure about the provisions, you can always speak to us.
Ms. Padmore Blackman remains hopeful these issues will be rectified for upcoming independence celebrations and other events.
We are sure to give you the information that is required. So yes, I know that persons with disabilities, they all want to go out, they want to have a good time, but at the same time, the necessary accommodations have to be in place. With regards to lighting, yes, we know that everybody wants to have a well-lit place. The disabled is no less appreciative of that as well. So we sincerely hope that with even the upcoming independence and into next year, that we can all have dialogue in terms of what are the best accommodations for persons with disabilities at events.
President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Patricia Padmore Blackman. Some airport taxi operators are describing this summer as one of the slowest in recent times, despite the influx of visitors for the crop-over season. They told Starcom Network News the slowdown is largely due to more visitors being picked up by family members, hotels, and other private entities.
Well, I could tell you that this is the worst crop over season that we have seen so far. People's families are collecting them, and then you got the different entities pick up Barbados and different things. But right now, usually this is a really good time for us, but you could hardly get two jobs at this airport in a day. You have to spend hours here to get two jobs.
It looks slow. I guess we'll pick up. Like, everybody could enjoy themselves and we could get a little money. So you can see it slower to compare like the year before and last year.
It's in the season, nothing. And you got all these, even private cars coming, can't be all the work, along with the usual snatchers. But yeah, but other than that, we know people don't got the peoples coming to collect them. So that's expected too.
The voices of airport taxi operators. Corporate Communications Specialist at the National Cultural Foundation, Akil Franklin, reports that some bands were unable to qualify for prizes because of a failure to meet the required number of masqueraders at the assigned judging points. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Franklin outlined that though some bands presented competitive costumes, they were not in line with the rules to qualify for judging.
Competing costume bands must present a minimum of 150 members to qualify for prizes in the Grand Kaduma competition. The number of revelers tallied per band at the second designated judging point was the final count used to determine qualification for the competition. Some bands that presented well-constructed costumes subsequently failed to qualify for prizes as per rule 3.4 of the 2025 Grand Kaduma competition.
National Cultural Foundation Corporate Communications Specialist Akil Franklin. Meantime, in light of this, co-band leader of Zenobia, Quincy Jones, emphasized that the band educated its members on judging and used staff to ensure members were compliant.
In my packaging, I let persons know that we are being judged. And there will be points that we will make sure that structure, full structure is in place. And that is led by security, that's led by the music truck, that's led by the DJs, having to have a stop point where we make sure we readjust and to get back in order. Yes, we have fun on the road, but there will be times where band leaders will take the necessary actions to make sure that we compete and do well.
Zenobia co-band leader Quincy Jones. The Barbados Licensing Authority has announced both registration and renewal of Barbados driver's licenses can now be done online. Chief Licensing Officer Ms. Trika McCarthy Brooms disclosed that the facility for the online transactions was in operation as of yesterday, allowing Barbadians both on island and abroad to register and renew their driver's licenses entirely online.
If you encounter registration issues on certain smart devices, please switch to a laptop or desktop computer or use our self-service kiosk at the new customer service center in the Pine St. Michael. Once registered, you'll receive instant electronic receipts upon payment and automated email reminders before expiry of your license. After completing your online payment, please bring your expired license to our Pine St. Michael or Whole Town St. James offices to collect your new card. The Barbados Licensing Authority remains committed to modernizing our services.
Chief Licensing Officer Ms. Trika McCarthy Brooms. And pro-Palestinian activist David Denny has renewed calls for the government of Barbados to sever all diplomatic ties with Israel, insisting that the Middle East territory must be held accountable for the daily suffering and death of children in Palestine. Recapping the top stories, the Small Business Association reports that cropover continues to boost small business activity in 2025, and the Council for the Disabled urges better accessibility at cropover events. And that's the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.